This is Radio Nepal. I am Essence. Rest of the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli reaffirms government's commitment to curbing activities that spread hatred and undermine social harmony. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzurana Deuba urges international community to vote for Nepal's membership to UN Human Rights Council. 23% of households in Karnali province face food insecurity. And Hamas calls for talks on next phase of ceasefire after hostage prisoner exchange. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has reaffirmed the government's commitment to curbing activities that spread hatred and undermine social harmony. In his remarks at the inauguration of an international conference on digital crime organized by the Office of the Attorney General today, the Prime Minister emphasized that the government has introduced laws to address indecency and prevent societal anomalies under the guise of exercising rights. Prime Minister Oli made it clear that the government will not pass any laws that limit the right to use social media. The Prime Minister stressed the importance of international cooperation in the digital age, noting that crime control cannot be effectively achieved by any one country alone. He acknowledged that controlling crime has become increasingly challenging for civilized societies due to the misuse of technology, but assured that the government is committed to ensuring all citizens benefit from democracy. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzurana Deuba has called on the international community to support Nepal's bid for a membership on the United Nations Human Rights Council. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana, who is currently in Geneva for the 58th high-level session of the UN Human Rights Council, urged ambassadors and representatives of various countries to vote in favor of Nepal. Speaking at a reception organized by Nepal's permanent mission in Geneva on Wednesday evening, Minister Dr. Rana appealed to diplomats to consider Nepal's achievements in protecting and promoting human rights despite limited resources. She emphasized that Nepal has filed its candidacy for a membership on the Council for the 2027-2029 term with a strong commitment to advancing human rights. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudal has announced that the draft of the Health Service Act is in its final stages. Speaking at a program held at the Ministry of Health and Population today, marking the 28th Health Service Day, the minister shared that efforts are underway to formulate a comprehensive policy covering the entire health sector. Meanwhile, the health ministry has issued a warning against advertising and promoting tobacco products under the guise of festivals. The ministry noted that the involvement of tobacco product manufacturers has been observed in some festivals and cultural events, warning that legal action will be taken against those who violate the law. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has announced that post-earthquake reconstruction efforts have been ramped up. Speaking at the Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Executive Committee meeting in Simhadra today, the Home Minister stated that reconstruction in Jazarkot, Doti and Bajhang has been accelerated following a thorough assessment of damages. He added that the past 6 months were dedicated to assessing the losses, establishing criteria for rebuilding private homes, drafting regulations and managing the budget. Recent data reveals that 23% of households in Himalayan districts of Karnali province are facing food insecurity. At an event held in Birendranagar Surkhet today, the data showed a shortage of 19,116 metric tons of food annually in Karnali's low production districts. Ramesh Acharya, Chief Executive Officer of the Food Management and Trade Company Limited, highlighted that the data also revealed 36% of the population suffers from stunting due to malnutrition. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Astrid, 14, hash, yeh ho upaye. हरेक दिनको लागि सबै पाक यही पाए जहाँ छ कनेक्टेड रहोस् इन्टरनेटमा सब गर्नुहोस्
डेटा भोइस एसएमएस
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न #1415# गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Nepal police have arrested 4 foreign nationals, including one woman, with 3.745 kilograms of gold at Trivuvan International Airport. The group arrived in Kathmandu on a Fly Dubai flight Wednesday night. According to Somendra Singh Rathore, the chief of TIA security office, the arrests were made during a routine security check at the airport terminal. All four individuals are from Uzbekistan and further investigation into the case is ongoing. Public Service Broadcasting Nepal is to prioritize the production and broadcasting of content related to weather, disasters and climate change. Preparations have begun to produce and broadcast content related to weather, disaster, their preparedness and climate change in collaboration with Public Service Broadcasting Nepal and BBC Media Action Nepal. At a workshop organized today at Nepal Television in Simhadarbar, Executive Chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista, said that issues related to weather, disasters and preparedness will continue to be given more priority in broadcasting. Similarly, representatives of BBC Media Action Nepal, Kamana Pradhan and Kiran Bhandari, said that they have collaborated with Public Service Broadcasting Nepal as a bridge to communicate weather-related information in a simple and effective way. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Hamas has called on Israel on Thursday to enter negotiations for the next phase of the Gaza ceasefire after the group handed over the bodies of 4 hostages in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. According to AFP news agency, the swap undertaken under cover of night was the last in an initial series agreed under the terms of the fragile truce, which took effect on the 19th of January and largely halted the war in Gaza. Under the first phase of the deal, Hamas freed 25 living hostages and returned to Israel the bodies of 8 others, some of them dual nationals. Israel, in return, was expected to free around 1,900 Palestinian prisoners, among them women and minors, in staggered releases. In Washington, U.S. President Donald Trump's top envoy to the Middle East said Israeli representatives were en route to talks on the next phase of the ceasefire. Russian President Vladimir Putin has claimed that certain Western elites are attempting to disrupt the new dialogue between Washington and Moscow. According to the BBC, speaking at a meeting with the FSB security agency on Friday, leader Putin stated that while some Western leaders are not pleased with the resumption of Russian-American talks, there are forces still determined to maintain global instability. He also suggested that the West is starting to collapse from within, citing economic problems in many Western countries as evidence of this decline. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy with a chance of light snowfall, rather rainfall along with thunder and lightning in the hilly region of the country. The weather will remain partly to generally cloudy with a chance of light snowfall at a few places in the mountainous region of the country. The Tarai region of the country will witness partly to generally cloudy weather. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli reaffirms government's commitment to curbing activities that spread hatred and undermine social harmony. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba urges international community to vote for Nepal's membership to UN Human Rights Council. 23% of households in Karnali province face food insecurity, and Hamas calls for talks on next phase of ceasefire after hostage prisoner exchange. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.